You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Morning, Key. Morning, Jeff.
What's good?
Sometimes I wonder where my brain goes.
Do your brain.
Do your brain.
Do your brain.
I don't know what made me think of Max co-signing for the money. I don't know where I came up with that at. Like, Maxie, he co-signed. Me and Jay tried to get the money, and they said no. Max walked in, and they, you can have whatever you need. And if you need more, just come back on December 7th and And Laura, make sure you got it.
Laura. Yeah, by the way, I just thought that was the way it worked. I'm surprised. Do you have different experience? Baker Mayfield, guys, claimed off waivers by Keyshawn Johnson's Los Angeles Rams. Well, they're Los Angeles, Key.
I know, but I don't rock with the Rams like that.
The Raiders? What if I would have said Raiders?
Then I'd be like, okay, cool. I'm a Raider guy. I'm not, you know, if I'm a cheer for anybody from L.A., it's going to be the Raiders.
That's how L.A.
is. Even though they're in Vegas.
That's how LA is. Yo, LA's never giving up the Raiders. They could be on Mars. They call LA is still love the Raiders. Anyway, he is now the Rams quarterback. Some of why they claimed him, according to Adam Schefter, they believe in his talent. They need a quarterback with Matthew Stafford sidelined for the season and John Wolford dealing with a neck injury. And if Mayfield signs elsewhere this offseason, now the Rams get, or it could get, a compensatory draft pick. So it makes a lot of sense, right, for like the $1.3 million or whatever it's going to cost them. Is it a good fit, Key, Baker Mayfield?
For the next five games, it is. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, you know, they get a free look-see. You know, maybe Sean McVay can do something with him similar to what he did with Jared Goff. But as long until Matthew Stafford is healthy, and that probably is next year, Matthew Stafford will be right back underneath the center.
Does it tell you anything about the how worried the Rams are about Stafford's future that they did this?
No, but Stafford's he's done for the year. You got Bryce Perkins and John Wolford. I mean, like, come on, man. They trying to just fill the team and have somebody get underneath the center. They, you know, and he's the best available quarterback in these situations. I mean, they could have went out there and signed somebody that hadn't played any football this year. But at least he's got some action. He's been in it. It just makes all the sense in the world. It's a free look. And on top of that, if he signs with somebody else next year, they get a little pick, a little, you know, they need as many draft picks as they can get. So Les Snead did the right thing in terms of going out and getting Baker Mayfield, but I don't see this as a long-term solution for them at the quarterback position.
I mean, if you look at the worst total QBR in the season, Baker Mayfield's right up there. I mean, 2022 is 18.2.
It's the second lowest QBR
names
since tracking began in 06. So we got 16 years of data, and he is the second worst quarterback in 16 years.
I mean,
in the NFL.
The reality is that he's just going to be – look, he's a journeyman, right? He's going to be a backup in the league. And for him, it's going to be a lot around team fit. And the only way that Baker Mayfield ever gets a chance to start again is somebody being injured. Let's be honest about it. Let's call it what it is, Key. I'm not hating on Baker Mayfield at all.
He's a backup.
All I'm saying is that with the way it's worked out in Cleveland, the opportunities he had in North Carolina, I mean, they were believing in P.J. Walker.
All right, question, Jay. And same for you, Key, but I want to start with you, Jay. He's a backup. Okay. Now, in terms of what he can do, given the fact that he also had a top 10 QBR not that long ago in a very good situation still, he played well. Is he a good backup? And the reason I ask is there a lot of media attention. He hasn't always led in a way that has unified a team. So given that, weigh that against what he's capable of doing, good several years ago Stefanski, and bad this year, is he a good backup quarterback?
I think he can be. I mean, a lot of that media attention has fizzled out. I mean, we're talking about it today, but it's not going to be like, I mean, even if he comes to your organization to L.A., he'll answer a couple of questions, but nobody realistically thinks that he's going to have a chance to start for the Rams. It's Matthew Stafford's team.
Key, all things considered, is Baker a good backup?
I think he's he'll be a good backup. Yeah. Absolutely, he'll be a good backup. I think he'll get an opportunity to start for somebody again. Somebody will look at him and say, we can fix this. Sean McVay and them like his talent. They'll look at him and say, well, I mean, you know, maybe 2 years from now, if Matthew retires and if he's still around, maybe he develops and sits around a couple years behind Matthew Stafford underneath Sean McVay and learn how to become a professional quarterback again in a culture, in a locker room, in an environment that suits him and is better for him. And in the end, that's what it is. Here's the funny one, though, that I bet you never even thought about, Max and Jay. What if OBJ had took that deal from the Rams a month ago?
Ain't got no Baker.
And then this situation would have happened?
Nah. They wouldn't get Baker, I bet you. I'll bet you they don't take Baker.
If this situation would have happened with the quarterback stuff, do you think Baker lands in Los Angeles or it was toast?
Nope.
So, clearly the Rams know that they're not going to sign OBJ back this year. So they went ahead and pulled that trigger.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So we can right. I mean, for obvious reasons.
You can close the door on that.
Close the door
one, right?
On Odell to the Rams, for sure.
You can close that door.
Yeah, that door has been slammed shut. We're talking about Baker Mayfield because he was claimed off waivers by the quarterback needy Los Angeles Rams. And the question, of course, is with the Rams now, with Los Angeles, the defending Super Bowl champion, given the fact that Stafford's banged up, that they traded every draft pick from here till kingdom come to put that team together, and they're going nowhere, is the window closed, on the Rams, but on this Rams team as currently constructed with, like, is Stafford ever going to compete for a Super Bowl again with the Rams?
I don't see it happening. I think that Sean McVay and Les Snead, they got two Super Bowls out of this over the last 5 years. One win, one loss, but they appeared in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see where here in the next two seasons to three seasons that they'll be in a situation competing for a Super Bowl. I think the 49ers are just better, and I think Seattle's better. There'll be some changes, obviously, in Arizona, it looks like. And so, you know, Matthew's banged up. Cam Akers will probably be gone at the end of the year. Cooper Kupp's injured. You know, Aaron Donald missed some time last week. They'll lose some guys in the secondary. I mean, you know, so there's a lot to be desired. But at the same time, it's pretty much done for the Rams for the next couple of years, I would say.
I'll take it a step further. I'll say it's done for the Rams and the Lakers. I mean, both teams in L.A. I mean, look, Lakers got a championship a couple years ago, right? LeBron, like AD, I know he's playing at a very high, high level.
Where
the Rams,
you get that
too.
From?
Because I'm talking about both of your teams in L.A. I feel like, honestly, that the windows for both. I mean, even though AD's
brings
playing at a high
point.
Level, like LeBron on the back end is still the best player to ever play the game. But I just don't feel like unless they make major moves by the trade deadline, I don't see them getting it done either.
So the question is, Jay,
weave the Lakers into this conversation.
Well,
no,
I was trying to get some
what?
Basketball talk.
You know,
here,
no, it's not about basketball to me, guys.
No,
you know what
about,
it is?
It's about Lakers. I don't like
it's not about Lakers. It's not about basketball. It's a bigger point. Would you do what the Lakers and the Rams both did?
All in.
Which is you push your chips into the middle of the table, but in such a way that there's no succession plan, right? There's you're going to win a championship, come hell or high water, and after that, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, it may be a disaster. I think most fan bases would sign up for that.
Yeah, I'm signing up for it.
Would you sign up for
it? Yeah, you got a championship.
You know, it depends on the franchise to me. Like
everybody wants a championship.
Yeah, you
man.
Want
That's
a championship, but some franchises are like, hold up, we want sustainable success. Other, for like, if the Knicks could somehow win a championship, they wouldn't, the fan base would be like, all right, we could stink for the next 5 years. We stink every year anyway. Let's get that chip. But the Lakers, for example, that fan base is has been conditioned to think we're going to have a bite at the apple constantly, right?
But
so the Rams a little different. They did it. I think Rams fans are psyched about what happened. Lakers fans may have mixed feelings, though, based on the history of the franchise.
No, we're good. We're good. We're don't worry about us. We're okay. Just worry about the Knicks.
I'm a Lakers fan.
I think in the end, a lot of teams do the all in. They just doesn't pay off. Everybody does with the Lakers and the Rams. Everybody. The Cowboys do it. The Bills are doing it. Everybody
Packers
does
don't
it.
Do it.
Nope.
Well, and guess what?
Yep.
The Packers hadn't won a Super Bowl.
You're right.
Since
yep.
Exactly.
You're right. They haven't done it. But then there are other teams like the Spurs back in the day who never really pushed all in. They just sustainable success every year.
But
bite
what?
At the apple.
But the Spurs ain't been back in a minute.
That's true.
Guess who bought all in and just won a Super Bowl 3 years ago? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
All in.
Let's get everybody.
So we have come to that point in the show, guys. Every hour, 10 minutes past the hour, we give you the winning word. When you hear it, you text 777-000 with the winning word. You might win $2,500 KJM 10K a day giveaway. We have given away already. This is the last day of it. Last day after this, money gone. But right now, so far, we've given away $192,500. The next $2,500 is coming up right now.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word of the hour is journeyman. J-O-U-R-N-E-Y-M-A-N, journeyman. As in, Baker Mayfield is now a journeyman. Number one overall pick
still
in the draft
the league, though,
a couple
man.
Years ago.
Still in the league.
Yeah. I don't think he's a bad player. He's just not
Jay
a starting
Williams.
Quarterback.
Gotta be positive, man.
Oh, God.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Patron. Perfection starts with Patron. With Lamar Jackson expected to miss up to 3 weeks, is the AFC North now the Bengals' division to lose?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hot News or Not News is brought to you by FanDuel Sportsbook. Make every moment more. Speaking of hot news, look at Kimberly Martin.
You know what?
Fancy today.
I want to bounce a little bit, but I got the flu shot and the booster, so my whole upper body is just...
You still there? You still there?
There's so many shots to get nowadays. You just got to get. You got to go to the doctor every day. You got to go to stop it. Get shot
it's
every
like,
day.
It's like, I feel like I'm in a coffin. I'm just like. Anyway, hey guys.
She is the co-host of First Take Her Take with Charlie Arnold and L. Duncan. That is quite a team. ESPN NFL reporter Kimberly Martin. New episodes, by the way, of her First Take Her Take. Available every Wednesday wherever you listen to your podcast. All right, Kimberly, are you ready to play Hot News?
I'm ready.
Baker Mayfield gets claimed off waivers by the Los Angeles Rams. Hot news or not news?
Guys, I hate to say it. It's not news. It's not news. Only because I think people are overselling what this is. People think that this, could Baker resurrect his career? this is really a Rams team that is focused on the future. So what I'm told is there's a long shot that Baker could play Thursday night. He could conceivably ride the bench for the next five games, or depending on how he looks in practice, gets up to speed, he could start Monday night football against the Green Bay Packers. But this is not a situation where Baker is definitely going to be the guy. The Rams are trying to evaluate talent, their entire offense, wide receivers, O-line, running backs, and they need multiple quarterbacks to do that.
Yeah, not news at all. Just a free look. It's a free look. See, give him an opportunity to see if a guy has something. You know, it's one of those deals where it's like a psych evaluation. They want to sit down and talk to him and study him, see where he's at, where's his mind.
Yeah, I would say I'm with you guys both. I mean, it's just when you think about Baker now, I think the word more journeyman than I do number one pick in the draft. Mm-hmm. And look, this is the unfortunate reality of where he is, but still finding a team and making his way onto a roster when it's all said and done, that's what's going to matter most for Baker.
I'm going to say hot news. I know I think your answers are all right, mm-hmm. but I feel like even though, Kimberly, like a lot of your commentary is basically like, look, this is where Baker is right now. He ain't hot news anymore. But still, the number one overall pick in the draft just a couple years, 3 years ago, is now going to the defending champion Los Angeles Rams. Even though when you dig just a little bit under the surface, it doesn't look, it's not really as sexy as it sounds.
They're a terrible team.
I know, but still, it's the number one pick in the draft going to the defending champs. Like, the names involved, the brands involved.
They're so far removed from the defending champs. Exactly. Max, don't say that again.
Well, they are. Right now, they're the defending champ. They're reigning champions.
That's one of those headlines that you see in the newspaper. Like, oh, what a shocking headline. Then you read them, like, this article sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Max knows how to draw in an audience.
I should say hot headline, not news, right? Yeah. Okay. Cowboys have concerns, Jerry Jones, about Odell Beckham Jr. after a visit this week. Hot news or not news?
It's hot news, A, because it's Odell, and B, because it involves the Cowboys. And especially because the Cowboys are the only team running a full court press to get Odell. And now all of a sudden it's like, whoa, pump the brakes, right? Jerry, when he speaks, like, sometimes I feel like we got to take it with a grain of salt. But here was the issue with Odell. Even in the offseason, teams didn't know when he'd be able to play. There was an assumption by November, December, right around now. But teams that are interested in Odell understand he's a luxury piece. He's not the guy that you're counting on to win you the Super Bowl. And you have to have – all the teams that are interested have complete rosters right now. The purpose of bringing him in is to get a look, see – are his quads strong, get a feel for the guy. What does he see his role as? I think the Cowboys still are the landing spot, the favorite. But it is interesting that Jerry wants us to – is like pushing back a little bit. I don't know how to read into that. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
It's hot news, like Kimberly said. It's OBJ. It's the Dallas Cowboys. He is a little bit of a luxury pick. I don't know if he's a luxury pick for the Cowboys, though. If he's healthy, he certainly could add something to what they already have on the offensive side of the ball. The only problem is he won't be ready to go, as I said before, countless times over and over again. You're not looking for OBJ until the end of the season, the last game of the season, and into the playoffs. It'd be wise for them, though, to go ahead and sign him and see where he's at, rehab him some more, and get him up to speed, not only for the end of this season and into the playoffs, but also for 2023 to keep him off the open market, because he can help them long term. He certainly can.
Yeah, I'll say it's hot news. Back to your point, though, Kim. Like, if I'm OBJ, mm-hmm. I'm a little bit salty. I'm a little bit salty that you decided to say there are concerns about me. When I didn't see the Bills say anything, I didn't hear the Giants say anything about their concerns. They kept it internal. So why are you just openly talking about what my situation is?
Well, then Odell has to understand where he would be signing. In Dallas, Jerry will talk all the time, and you got to get used to that. So mm-hmm. if he feels any type of way about Jerry talking about concerns, he should not sign with Dallas.
But isn't there something to be said about keeping things sometimes internal, especially when you're trying to lure somebody to the gates and it feels like it can affect how other people perceive that person?
At this point, the Dallas Cowboys literally have they've gone above and beyond. They've made it known. Their players have made it known they want him. I think Dallas has said, we want you. Jerry has been effusive in terms of how much he wants him. That's why the concern now is interesting, because all of these teams were concerned. Like, one exec told me yesterday, like, you have to be concerned, because this man has not been on a field since February. Like, we haven't seen him. So there is going to be concern whether you say so publicly or not.
I think this is such... Okay, go ahead,
Kim. What's going on, Kim?
My sister name is Kim, so it's Kimberly, but I call her Kim. So the Bills and the Giants, they both did medical on him, right? How long did he stay with them? Was he there 2 days or just in and out? Do you know?
That I don't know how many days for each. It feels like this Cowboys visit has gone on forever, but maybe just because we've been talking about the Cowboys, players have been talking about him a lot.
Yeah, he showed up at the game and that sort of stuff. It seemed like he'd been there longer than a day in and out. Yeah. It seems like he went to the Bills, had dinner, then he left the next day. So
they
I don't know.
They looked at it. I mean, that's the point of bringing him in. You want your doctors to look at him. You want your people to tell you whether that there's any issues with the surgery that he had.
To me, this is very hot news.
Very
and I want to say something about this. It's going to take a second.
Mm-hmm.
Odell had the start of his career was ridiculous, right? Ridiculous. He was playing on a bad team with a bad quarterback, no offensive line, and no running game. And he was putting up cartoon numbers, right? Averaging almost 110 yards a game. As a rookie, health has been an issue. He's only played 16 games or started 16 games one time. But people, even like he gets hurt, he never quite gets back until he goes to Cleveland, and then he's in a bad situation because he and Baker don't get along. Then he goes to L.A., and then after a couple games, he starts to look like Odell again, about to be Super Bowl MVP. I don't think people understand because there's a natural allergic reaction from a lot of people from all the extra put on Odell because of the one-handed catch. How good he is. I am not convinced if he is healthy that he's still not a number one receiver on most teams. I don't know right now if Odell can get back to most of what he was that he's not better than CeeDee Lamb right now. I don't know that. And it reminds me of Saquon Barkley, the injury, people forgot who he was. I feel like there's this kind of like forgetting of how good this guy can be if he's healthy.
Problem,
it's just
Max,
the
two ACLs.
ACL. Yeah,
two ACLs is the problem.
Yeah.
Right. That's the health has always been the issue.
And
I
no
get
one
it.
Knows. Like you're saying, we don't know. Teams don't know if he could be like the
just
old
Just let
Odell.
Me tell y'all, one ACL is tough.
Yeah. I got you.
One, two, man.
Lamar Jackson's week to week with a PCL sprain. Hot news or not news?
Oh, it's very hot news because you're looking at a Ravens team that is still in the mix to win the division, but now without Lamar, he accounts for so much of their offense. Now you go to Huntley. Yes, they have confidence in him, but the offense looks completely different. Just from the standpoint of Lamar, you know he can get us points. And it just seems like watching the Ravens, they just have been so up and down this year.
It's hot news from a lot of different angles. Everything that Kim is saying, plus you add the fact that it's scary to think that this could have been something far more serious with a contract that's not on the table at this present moment. That is scary in itself, but I'm glad it's not. It's week to week, so to speak, and he'll recover, and hopefully the Baltimore Ravens, for their sake, is still in it when he gets back.
Yeah, it's hot news because Lamar Jackson is like the Luka Doncic of the NFL. I mean, just every possession, he has to do something every single possession. And if order for his team to have a chance to win. So obviously you remove that guy from the equation. It's a big loss for your team.
I got to say something. It's scorching hot news. Lamar Jackson is still, people don't understand how good he is. The Ravens were my pick to win the Super Bowl before the season. I'm not moving off that yet. Let me tell you something. They have had a fourth quarter lead in every game this season. So you know what that means? That means they could have won every single game they've played in. And the team's not that good because of injury. On both sides of the ball, they've been hurt, right? Like, so if they can get healthy and stay in the playoff hunt, this is the sleeper team. But they got to have Lamar. They must. If it's 3 weeks, they can do it. If it's more than that, it starts to get to be a problem.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
That is, Kim.
That is Kimberly.
What's happening, Kim?
What is wrong with Key? What is wrong with Key? Y'all need to compliment my little heirlooms today.
The whole thing is fresh.
It's the dress with the shoes.
It's the dress.
Okay.
I
show
with the nails. It's all of it.
You know what I'm saying?
The whole thing is fresh.
Shiny and...
All right, settle
down. The nails.
Just don't wear those Bacchus ever again. Don't wear the Chewbacchas ever again. Kimberly never took a false step in the entire time I've known her on the network. Always looking fresh. Came in one day and her shoes grow fur.
Those joints are cute. I don't know.
It's furry sneakers.
Hey, Kim, them nails ain't press-ons, are they?
Why do you keep saying Kim like that?
I know.
Jay.
Wow, really?
Those are Bacchus. Those are Bacchus 2023s.
Go in the corner. Go in the corner,
I'm right up
your
front.
Face to
your
the
name
corner,
is Kimberly,
Jay.
Key.
Thank
Kimberly.
You, Jay.
Kimberly. Kmart
just
works,
in case
right?
you forgot.
Okay. Let me and Kim know what time this is. You stay out of this.
No, we don't. I got invited on the show.
Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, co-host of First Take, Her Take. That is an all-star cast. Not only Kimberly, but Charlie Arnold and L. Duncan. Thank you, Kimberly, as always. We've talked a lot about Odell Beckham Jr., but if he doesn't sign with Dallas, should any team sign him this season? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Cowboys medical staff performed a physical examination of Odell Beckham Jr., and it's been determined that the free agent wide receiver unlikely to be available before mid-January.
If Jerry and the Cowboys decide not to do the deal, then I have serious doubts that Odell can help anybody.
Chris Canty with us now, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. You're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. What's going on, Chris?
I'm right here.
What's going on, man?
Damn, CC, they give you the hard intro music.
Oh, I love
right
it.
Here.
I love it.
Yo, Alan Yates, I got to give you props, man. You really be doing it on the board. We by far have the best music in the morning.
Well, yeah, Yates recognized real, so he gave me the real time. Intro. Yeah. You know what it is?
Game recognized game.
I give Canty the love, man. Something New like York that. Swag.
Yeah.
Speaking of game recognizing game, man, the Lakers, man. Why?
What do you mean?
Why? I'm just saying, you know, they won 8-10, and then you start feeling good about the team.
AD has the flu.
Yeah, okay.
But his Iron Man streak has come to an end.
He was holding his back, but he has the flu. I'm
yeah,
confused.
Come on, Jay.
I don't. That's Key Squad.
Sometimes he forgets what the malady is.
It's flu-like symptoms. The back, you know, the aches.
And the worst part about it is he's the one that ruined my parlay last night.
Talk about it, Chris. I faded
the Lakers. I laid the 6 with the Cleveland Cavs. Of course, that came through. I had over on Donovan Mitchell's 26.5 points.
Got that.
And I needed Anthony Davis over 12.5 rebounds.
I mean, he's been averaging 15 for the last 9 games.
Yeah, that's great, Max, but it didn't help me last night.
No, it didn't help me last night. Well, that's why it was 12.5.
I'm at the point right now where I just want Anthony Davis to continue to play well so the Lakers can trade him at the deadline. And I know that's probably not going to happen.
I know it's probably not going to happen,
but this team is not competing for a title. You might as well push the reset
button. I just said that the Lakers and the Rams are done, in my opinion.
Yeah, they're done. They're done.
LeBron can sit there and act like Les Snead all he wants. Hey, go all in, Rob Pelinka, but they're not.
And most fan bases better would sign LeBron up, get us a championship, we'll deal with the consequences later if there has to be a dry spot. But the Lakers are not most franchises. If Odell Beckham Jr. is not ready, should any team sign him this season, Chris?
No. No, why would you sign him? Why are you going to extend yourself in that way? Nobody's going to give OBJ a market value deal before seeing him on the football field.
But maybe you get him a below market deal going forward, in other words.
Why? I mean, you're going to get a below market deal anyway. Who's going to pay significant guarantees to Odell Beckham Jr. sight unseen now that he's on his third major lower leg injury in his NFL career? Remember, he had the ankle surgery after leaving the New York Giants. Yep. He had the knee reconstruction with Cleveland, knee reconstruction with the L.A. Rams. He's on the wrong side of 30. Who's going to be in a hurry to sign Odell to a multi-year deal this offseason?
No, they wouldn't, Chris. My point is, if you lock him up now to what would eventually be below market, in other words, you're taking a gamble.
It's going to be below market anyway in the offseason if Odell ends up being healthy.
Not if he signs a short deal next year and has balls out. See what I mean?
Well, yeah, but here's what I'm saying. The Dallas Cowboys can sign him to that deal in the 2023 offseason. They don't have to sign him to that deal right now. They can slow walk this thing. And here's the deal. With the timeline that Jerry laid out, the chances are slim that Odell is going to come back and impact anybody else's regular season or championship run. That's what it is right now. I trust the staff down there in Dallas. I actually dealt with a knee reconstruction, and when they lay out a timeline, Jim Maurer, Britt Brown, and Dr. Cooper, they know what the hell they're talking about. So if they're saying mid-January, that's what it is. If Jerry is being honest, if we take his comments at face value, then the chances of Odell impacting what we're going to see in the stretch run or in the second season is slim.
Yeah, the best-case scenario for me with OBJ is for the Cowboys to sign him here relatively soon, get him with Jim and Brett and let Dr. Cooper continue to monitor, take a look at it, and have him in the fold for a futures contract in 2023. But he's already in the fold. That way they don't have to worry about the bidding war, not necessarily a bidding war, but other suitors coming and trying to persuade him to sign with them instead of the Cowboys, where I believe he wants to be. In the end, his big money earning days are behind him, you know, as far as the big money goes. I mean, he'll get, you know, good money, but he won't get the money that people out there in the universe may be thinking the Cowboys are willing to give him or other teams are willing to give him. It's just, It's his age. It's his injuries. It's also a little bit of his production recently. I know he had a great little run there in the end with the Rams, but that's not enough to push him into the level where we all think his talent is from a money standpoint. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see, though, if the Cowboys decide they're going to still sign him and then deal with the future in 2023.
CeCe, I want to go to Jimmy G for a second now because reports say that he'll be out for 6 to 7 weeks, but he could make it back by the end of the playoffs. I'm adamant that I don't know why you even try to bring him back, because if you're that deep into the playoffs, then Purdy's doing his thing. You might as well roll with it. Where do you stand?
Well, they're saying that he's going to be back somewhere around divisional weekend. So all you'd be asking Brock Purdy to do is not fumble the bag, win the division, and get you past a home playoff game in the wild card round.
But you think after not playing for 6 to 7 weeks, you just come back and just hit the stride?
Well, no, Jay, it's not an ideal situation. But if you're in that position, I have a hard time not seeing Kyle Shanahan make the switch and going back to Jimmy G, just because we've never seen a rookie quarterback take a team to the Super Bowl. There's a reason why it hasn't happened. At some point in the playoffs, that inexperience is going to catch up to you. So no matter how well Brock Purdy plays, I think if Jimmy G is fully healthy by the time we're 6 or 7 weeks from now, then I think they ultimately make the move, because we've seen Jimmy G come one throw away from winning the Super Bowl.
And one INT away from
Canty, don't do that to me.
You're about to lose Max down a different path.
If you said that, if you did that, Max getting ready to go on a 20-minute run about Jimmy G in the Super Bowl.
I can't help that every time he's healthy, they make a deep playoff run, and whenever he's not, they're like the worst team in football. So if it's the coaching and the defense, why can no backup win games for them? They have four different dudes who played quarterback since Jimmy G got there in a large sample size, and they have one of the worst records in football. And as soon as he gets back there, they're a powerhouse.
Along with Jimmy G, there was a number of other players that were injured as well.
Every time. Okay? So when Trey every Lance, Nick Mullins, C.J. Beathard, and Brian Hoyer touched the ball, everyone's hurt.
Think about the quarterbacks you just listed, though, sure. Max. Those guys are awful. What are you talking about?
Is it too much to ask
Brock Purdy not to be those guys? No.
Okay.
That's a low bar to clear.
If he's not those guys, if you look at him, he looks pretty good, and the Niners are a game under 500 with him, what's that mean?
Not one of those guys on that list. Trey Lance, Mullen, Brian Hoyer, and C.J. Beathard gave me three quarters like I saw against the Miami
Dolphins.
Combined.
He looked pretty good.
Not one of them.
He looked pretty, pretty good.
So, I think he can get it done. Canty brings up an excellent point about no rookie's ever done it. But I think he'll get that experience in the regular season. And let's see what it looks like before they get in the playoffs. If it looks like those three quarters did against the Miami Dolphins, Jimmy G gonna have to stand next to me on the side.
Here's what I'll say about that, Key. If it gets to that point, I'm sure that's a decision that Kyle Shanahan would love to have to make.
Right. Exactly.
If he's got to decide between Brock Purdy and Jimmy Garoppolo in divisional weekend.
Those are good problems. You wish for some problems. That's one of them. Chris Canty, host of Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Good to see you, Canty.
All right, CeCe.
Can Jackson State and other HBCUs build on what seems to be momentum created by Deion Sanders?
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guys, we don't make a secret of it. We're big Deion Sanders fans on this show. Not only as a player, everyone's a fan of his as a player, but as a coach, he's a friend of the show. Coach Prime is a friend of the show.
Prime.
And Bomani Jones, though I thought made, you know, presented as he often does, an interesting point of view about Deion Sanders' departure from Jackson State. So let's listen to Bomani, host of The Right Time with Bomani Jones. He was on CNN yesterday and talking about kind of being disappointed in Sanders' departure for specific reasons. Listen to this.
He can go take whatever job he wants, but when you come into the first job and sell the idea that you are going to be the savior of HBCUs and you are going to raise the playing field, not just for Jackson State, but for everybody else, and you're going to do it because God told you to do it.
He said that.
Yeah, said that. He explicitly said that God sent him to do this. So then when you leave, yeah, people are going to ask questions about what exactly it was. Now, I don't go into the sellout place necessarily, but I do think, I mean, he's the monorail salesman from The Simpsons. He went in, he sold the big dream. Now, if you paid any attention, you knew the dream he was selling wasn't possible. It was not an achievable one that he had, but he sold it and he got people to believe it, and then he chucked the deuce and left.
I mean, maybe God told him to leave now. I mean, like, the point is, guys, Key, if people who feel that way, that their behavior is, like, connected to something larger than themselves, maybe feel like a decision they make later on is also connected to something larger than themselves, but by whatever means he used to galvanize the situation there, it had a good effect, and now he's on to something else. Bomani, though, highlights the fact that he's selling a dream that is unachievable, and now people are left not exactly holding the bag, but like, oh, he's gone. What do you think about that, Key?
But what's unachievable? What is unachievable? Because he sold a dream, and he said a higher calling told him to take the HBCU job, and he did that. And he also said a higher calling told him to go and pursue the Colorado job. And here's why. The higher calling, in Deion's words, told him to go pursue the higher calling because it will give other African Americans an opportunity to step on his back and climb, something that hadn't been done. If you listen to Prime and you listen to his press conference, you certainly can understand that 4 African American coaches was fired and only one was hired. And that's where he's talking about when Carl Durrell is fired and Herm Edwards is let go, and then David Shaw is retiring or whatever, stepping down. When you start looking at that and none of them are being replaced, Willie Taggart's being fired at FAU and none of them are being replaced, but there's an opportunity in a window to not only take a job at Colorado, a very difficult job, much like Jackson State, but it's also when you can bring Willie Taggart back into the fold and you can bring other African-American coaches into the fold, Dennis Thurman's into the fold, and make them a Power 5 defensive coordinator, and you do all of those sort of things, you are now doing similar stuff as you did at the HBCU level. You uplifting. Now, can somebody else take over and continue what Deion started? Because I'm a West Coast dude. HBCUs aren't really in our universe out west. You have to learn about it either from your parents or from schools that will teach you some of those things when they come in to recruit you to go to the HBCU universities. And academically, not necessarily athletically, you learn about them. But I learned about it through Deion. That's how I really started focusing in on the sport, through Deion. I think they're better off now than they were when he started.
I really believe the conversation that we have, that people are having now currently around Deion and, you know, selling out, quote unquote, on a HBCU is such low-hanging fruit. It's such a simplistic way to look at it, because Deion came in and he sold a dream. And I get, we can, you know, I like a Bomani too. I think there are certain points, right? Like selling a dream about God and things of that sort. Like, yeah, okay, like that's part of the hustle, man. Like, I get it. But that's the wrong conversation to be having, though. The main conversation is the fact that these HBCUs have historically been underfunded. So when I dig into some of the details of the fact that he gave up half his salary to then take the facilities to another level, Key, like that in a major way is giving back, right? With the Under Armour sponsorships, that's in a major way, that's giving back. So like that's where I challenge all of us to, how do we create more conversations to raise more funds for HBCUs if it's something that we're going to feel passionate about? But I don't know if everybody feels passionate about it. I think it's easier for people to say than they really believe.
Key, you have something to say?
No. I'm just like, I'm listening to.
I see people talk about it, Key. You know what I mean?
I'm getting into the feel.
Yeah, I got you. Listen, this is what I would say, guys. Let me ask a simple question, okay? And it's not a rhetorical one. I want a yes or no answer. Do you believe that when Prime said that it was God's calling, basically, for him to do what he was doing, he believed it?
Yes.
So do I. I don't have a problem with people saying what they believe in the moment. Now, later on, he may be feeling something else. Whether people believe in a higher power or believe the higher power is relating to them or whatever is another issue, right? But when the person believes that that's what's happening and they reflect that and that helps motivate people, I'm okay with that. And later on, he may be feeling like he's getting a different message. And that's okay, too.
I just want to say this before we move on. T.D. Jake is his mentor. Enough said.
All right.
T.D. Jake is a bishop in Dallas, Texas, one of the biggest bishops that we got on this universe. And he's been mentoring Deion Sanders for as long as I can remember.
Deion is not hustling in the sense that he's not saying things he doesn't believe, and that's one of the reasons people follow him, in my view.
Yes.
It's going to take for the Yankees to keep Aaron Judge is the question. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.